Welcome back to The Neighbor Gabers with your two special hosts, Deegan Mason
and Cohen Bergenshaw. In this podcast, we'll talk about sports and sports teams and our opinion on them.
Let's Neighbor the Gibber.
First, let's talk about our favorite NFL teams and how we think they'll do this year. My favorite NFL team is the Baltimore Ravens because Lamar Jackson is my favorite NFL player. I think they'll do pretty good this year because they picked up a few new NFL players that could really help our team defensively and offensively. Also, we could potentially trade for Deebo Samuel, who was one of the best wide receivers in the NFL last year. We also might trade our first-round pick for him. That would help us a lot because we haven't had a good receiver in a while, and I think that Lamar Jackson, our quarterback, will make Deebo better in his yards, and I think Deebo will make Lamar better because it will make his passing look better. Also, they could trade Hollywood Brown or Marquise Brown for a good receiver because he is very young and has a lot of potential. If he had a quarterback that primarily threw him the ball, I think he could be a really good receiver. Also, people hate on Lamar Jackson because he doesn't pass a lot. Like, he runs the ball mostly. But I think it's just because we don't have any good wide receivers, and I think if we had good wide receivers, then his passing yards would be a lot better.
My favorite team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I think they're one of the best strength teams in the NFL. They actually might win it this year. Both of the teams have lots of skill, the Baltimore Ravens and Tampa Bay, but I just think the Tampa Bay are stronger. It's mostly because of their defense, as well as their offense. Their offense is number 2, and their defense is number 3 in the NFL. For the past few years, in 2019, Tom Brady has been playing for the Patriots. They say that one year that he flattened the ball in one of the games. They say the team flattened the ball, but I just don't believe it. Then Gronk went out of retirement in 2020. A couple years later, Tom pulled him back out of retirement. A couple more years later, 2022, they continued playing for the Buccaneers. Recently, Antonio Brown left Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He had an injury in his right ankle, and the offensive coordinator said, if you don't get in that game, you're done. And that is when Antonio Brown walked off the field, and he quit the NFL. I don't know why, but he just did. Are you hungry and want a tasty snack? Get the new cheese flavor. First, we have juicy tomato. And we have sneaker flavor. And last but not least,
berry blue
flavor. Get the new Cheez-Its. Flavors for $6.99. 3 berry blue, 3 Snickers, and 3 juicy tomato. A pack of 9 for a time you won't regret.
Do you like big, long things in your mouth?
Yes.
Me too. Get the all new Mountain Dew. The burning carbonation in your throat, it will be your best friend if you let it. It will walk, talk, and even sprint. 3 new flavors. Berry blue, big juice of a cucumber, cherry red!
A pack of 9, 3 berry blue, 3 big juiceable, and 3 cherry red!
Let's talk about MLB spring training. It has just ended, and now we're heading into the games. The Cubs were the first to score 20 runs this season in one game. That's huge for them. Other than that, people in the MLB are making new rules.
The MLB are thinking about changing the original baseballs. They are trying to make it smaller, so it's easier to pitch and harder to hit.
And they've been saying that the pitchers have intentionally been hitting the batters on purpose with the bigger balls and throwing them faster. So they're just changing them.
Thank you for listening to the second episode of the Neighbor Gibbers podcast. We talked about football and baseball and how are they doing this season on the Neighbor Gibber podcast. Thank you for listening to the Neighbor Gibbers, and get these 3 new Gatorade flavors on sale for $4.99. Glacier Ice, Berry Blue, and Cherry Red.